absolutely beautiful blue sky with a gorgeous sunny day here in Hyde Park. I am I'm looking across over to the little playground, the children's playground, but I'm standing in London's first specially designed pensioners playground. Now, it's within the grounds of the park, Pavilion Tennis and Bowls Centre, and it's got a beautiful view of the Albert Memorial here. It's been funded by the Royal Parks and the City of Westminster. It's cost £50,000, this senior citizens playground. There are six separate machines here, rather like the ones you really see in a gym. There's a cross trainer, a sit-up bench and a cycling machine, and I've got a pensioner on each machine. So I'm going to start off with Francis Bloys, who's a former councillor. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning. It's a wonderful morning here. I'm on the cross trainer, gathering up my fitness, having a lovely time.
Yes, tell us about this machine, Francis.
It's like a gym cross trainer, but rather more simple. No individual settings, so you can go as fast or as slow as you like. It is a very robust piece of equipment and exercise not only the legs but the arms.
And you're going quite fast there, Francis.
Oh, I am indeed, and I can go forwards and backwards if you want.
And backwards, yes, because then you're working different parts of the leg.
We're going backwards now. You can't hear it, but it is backwards this time.
Yes, we'll see if we can get some kind of sound. Here we go, Vanessa. That's the sound of the cycle going. Get out of breath there, Francis. Keep going, though. Keep going. I've got Winston Fletcher here, who is from the Knightsbridge Association. You're actually the chief exec, aren't you?
No, I'm the chairman.
The chairman of the Knightsbridge Association.
Chief exec.
So, Winston, just tell us about what you're on, this piece of equipment here. You're swinging your legs.
Well, it's a walker, and we call it a moonwalker, a Michael Jackson moonwalker. That's not its official name, but you do feel like, I think Michael Jackson might have felt as he moonwalked across the stage. I certainly couldn't do it without the help of this machine.
And these machines are quite robust. They're not like the ones that you'd see in a gym.
Certainly not like gym machines. No, they are very robust, and indeed they have to be, because they're going to be in the open air and stay here, we hope, for many years. They will be maintained, of course, but they are specifically made for open air use and to last and last.
And you're swinging your legs there. What's it actually doing to your legs? Can you feel it working?
It's making my legs, I think, slightly more muscular, but that's an uphill job because my legs were never muscular, and just because I'm now in my 70s, I doubt that they're going to get muscular now. However, I don't want to be muscle-bound. The whole point of this playground is that it's not like a gym to make you athletic and very, very fit. It's to give you a bit of pleasure, tone yourself up, ensure that you can run up and downstairs without losing breath, or go for a swift walk without losing breath. You don't have to be specially dressed. You can be having a walk in Hyde Park in your normal clothes.
You don't have to have any lycra.
You certainly don't have to have any lycra or any trainers. You can't do it in stilettos, not that I would, but you can do it in high heels, or reasonably high heels, not that I would do that either myself, but people do, ladies do.
Well, I think you're a bit of a senior Mr. Motivator there, Winston. Thank you very much. Also, the first person to come up with this idea for London, she saw them all over the world, Madeline Elsner. I'm just walking over to her now. Madeline, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Which machine are you on here?
I'm on a body flexor.
And that's kind of a twist your body sort of thing. Just explain what you're doing.
Well, this is to prevent love handles.
Oh, those love handles. You haven't got any, Madeline.
No, well, I'm preventing.
Now, it was your first idea about this, wasn't it? Where did you find it?
Well, they have playgrounds for older people in China and Germany and other parts of the world, but not in London. So I thought it would be a good idea. There are playgrounds for children. In fact, I think in Hyde Park and Kensington Gardens, I think there are five
playgrounds. There's just one over there, isn't
there? Yes, and we're looking at one now. But nothing for older people. There are very few facilities for older people in any parks.
Finally, I've got Colin Buttery, who's from the Royal Parks. Hello, Colin.
Hello.
Now, tell us about the location. Why was this chosen? It's in a former flower bed, isn't it?
It is. It's very close to the tennis centre, which means that there's passive supervision for this compact area. So that people can come in here. It's a lovely setting. There are nice shrub beds, flower beds, and there's obviously a little coffee shop as well, so people can come along, have a bit of exercise, meet some friends, and then perhaps go for a coffee.
But there's no sort of fitness instructor coming down and really getting them into it, is there?
No, that's quite correct. We're not staffing this area. It is very much light, gentle activity that we're encouraging people to partake in. People who maybe recovering from an operation, or if they've had some sort of injury, might come along, do some gentle exercise, become more mobile.
So the sun is shining, and the pensions are out, the tea's about to begin, and the Lord Mayor of Westminster's just arriving to cut the ribbon. It's a fantastic day here in Hyde Park.